let me start off the a real brief interview by going right to the high points. Is there anything about your dad or your life with he and the family that you'd like people to know that either wasn't covered in the book or that you think ought to be specifically mentioned as one of the high points that you as his son would like to say?
Well, just that we had a very, very closely knit family. He spent a great deal of time traveling, but the time that we had together was real quality time. He taught us to hunt, to fish, to box, taught us sportsmanship, taught us integrity.
Fair play.
That's probably word that is most descriptive of him would be integrity.
Integrity, great.
His word was his bond. He was completely and totally honest. He had a great deal of courage. He was a type of person who didn't say, go get him. He'd say, well, let's go get him.
What's the fondest memory you have of your dad at home?
Oh, gosh.
That's a tough one, I know.
That is, Mike. That is tough because there were so many wonderful moments with the folks. They say they were not only our parents, and we loved them and respected them, but they were also very, very close friends. Something that we've tried to instill with our kids, and it's worked out quite well because our kids come home and bring their friends with them.
Well, great, John. Looking back on your dad's your life with your dad as both a military man and your father, what was the what's your personal highlight of his military career that you're most, if not most proud of, most interested in, and what he was able to do?
Well, I think he said that the toughest job he ever had in his life was selling himself to Eisenhower. Said that after the Tokyo raid, they were getting ready, getting organized for the African invasion.
Mm-hmm.
And General Marshall, talking to Eisenhower, that is not General Eisenhower, said, Prevere, said, I suggest you take Jimmy Doolittle. And Eisenhower said, no, I don't want Doolittle. I would like to have either Tui Spots, Ira Aker. Like I said, I really suggest you take Doolittle. And so he felt he had him rammed down his throat. And said, Dad said the toughest job he had was selling himself to Ike. And when Ike left Africa, left the Mediterranean, going to England, he took Dad with him to command the 8th Air Force.
Well, that's great. I want to thank you very, very much. I'm sure you must have had a lot of fun going through all this with Jana, who's done a great job.
She done a great job. And I don't know whether she told you or not that after seeing Pearl Harbor and dealing with the Disney folks on Pearl Harbor, she thought really should know what Jimmy Doolittle was like, what the family was like.
Mm-hmm.
He was not another Patton, although Georgie Patton is one of his very, very best friends. But I never heard Dad swear in mixed company.
Well, that's great. Well, she's going to have some more to say about that in another short portion of the today's mission when I interview her.
Okay.
John, I want to thank you very, very much.
A question, Mike.
Yes, of course.
Are you flying over Friday with us to Hollister?
No, I'm afraid I've got to be in Ventura to a very important wedding. About the only thing that would keep me from being there.
Yeah.
And I told him this guy better stay married or I'm going to kill him.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you.
It's been a pleasure to meet you in person.
We're looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Over
God
down.
Bless.